Chapter 4. Lizzie.
Lady Anne is a friend of Lord Wadsworth's family. She is young and beautiful, and a perfect rider. I am her favourite horse, and I like carrying her. She is kind to me, and always brings me a carrot. She often rides with her friend, Lord Robert. He is a handsome young man with dark hair. He likes horses and often talks to me. He rides Lizzie, a young, nervous horse.
"What a lovely spring day,"
says Lord Robert.
"Let's go riding, Lady Anne."
"All right,"
she says.
"But I want to ride your horse today."
"Lizzie's a good horse, but she's too nervous for a lady,"
says Lord Robert.
"What nonsense,"
says Lady Anne.
"Today I'm riding Lizzie, and you're riding Black Beauty."
Lord Robert is a good rider, but I prefer Lady Anne because she is small and light. We gallop across the meadows and woods and have a wonderful time. Then we stop at Dr. Ashley's house.
"I must give a letter to the doctor,"
says Lord Robert.
"Lizzie and I can wait here with Black Beauty,"
says Lady Anne. After a few minutes, some colts run by. Lizzie is nervous and she starts kicking. Lady Anne is afraid and suddenly Lizzie gallops away. I know Lizzie is dangerous, so I neigh loudly, and Lord Robert hears me. He runs to me and jumps on my back.
"Let's go, Beauty,"
he cries.
"We must help Lady Anne."
We follow Lizzie and Lady Anne. I gallop quickly because I want to help my mistress. Lizzie gallops up a hill and down into a valley. Lady Anne's green hat falls off, and her long brown hair flies in the wind. Then Lizzie jumps across a small river and Lady Anne falls off.
"Oh no,"
cries Lord Robert. I jump across the river and see my poor mistress on the grass. Her face is white and her eyes are shut. She does not move or speak. Is she dead?
"Lady Anne, can you hear me?"
asks Lord Robert, but she does not answer. A young farmer is walking by and says,
"The poor lady, can I help her?"
"Yes,"
says Lord Robert.
"Please, go to the village and come back with the doctor. You can ride my horse, Beauty. He's very fast."
The farmer gets on my back and I gallop to the village. He finds a doctor and we return to Lady Anne. She is still on the grass and the doctor examines her carefully.
"Don't worry, she's not dead,"
he says.
"But we must take her home right now and she must rest."
I feel happy when I hear this because I like my young mistress. That evening, in the stable, Ginger and I talk about Lizzie. 2 days later, Lord Robert comes to my stall and says,
"Lady Anne is better now, and she wants to ride you soon. You are an intelligent horse, Beauty, because you understand a lot of things."